Tell us what town hall looks like these days.
We have kept the lobby open to town hall, so there's access to both public restrooms. There's a phone in the lobby where folks can call and make payments. And there's also Wi-Fi there if someone needs to get on. There's a code up on the wall. So we've tried to keep things accessible for folks, but then not actually have folks within the working areas of town hall and keeping those employees separate. The rec center has been closed through this period. We're going to be evaluating whether that opens at the end of the month. And it all depends on size limitations and operational limitations. You know, we do provide PPE for our employees, and being a municipality, we were able to secure necessary masks, and employees have the option when they're out working with the public whether to use their own masks or town-provided masks, but those are available to all our employees. We've had a lot of other donations and people bringing by supplies and that type of thing. So we're in pretty good shape on the emergency service side of things.
What has changed at Town Hall in the Safer at Home phase?
In May, we reengaged our boards and commissions, you know, with virtual meetings. We're continuing to dial that in. There's times when folks haven't been able to get in and they wanted to. And so that's a learning process both for us and the public. One of the things we're going to have to do is look at what has really worked for us during this process and been efficient for our operations and what hasn't, and what we adapt to our regular operations, you know, long term as things continue to change with the pandemic. And the only thing we opened up recently was this week on Monday was the first time we had municipal court. And with that, there's a thermal scan, a mask requirement, and a number limitation where folks have to socially distance in the lobby or outside, and we only let one defendant with their family in the courtroom at a time.
Are there any plans in place for making changes to these policies in town hall in the foreseeable future, or are you just kind of taking it week by week?
We're really waiting to see with the gradual opening up if there's a spike in cases and what both the county health department and state health department do with the next health orders. It's been such a moving target. We don't have a here's our next plan. We've had some internal discussions of what that may look like. It does seem that in all our discussions with the state that small gathering sizes are going to be something which continues for a while. And one of those reasons is to be able to contact trace folks if they were in a gathering and they ended up being sick with COVID-19. Every week you think you have things figured out and it just changes. So we'll continue to have to be flexible as we adapt to this.